Celebrities, gossip, scandal. Dana's Dish on CFM.
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber broke up a couple of months ago now, but looks like there's still some bad blood between them. Recently, Selena Gomez was on David Letterman, and when David Letterman said to her, "Oh, last time Bieber was on the show, he made me cry," Selena Gomez responded with, "Well, that makes two of us." Now, a bit of a dig. Not quite sure I get the reference. There's obviously something going on there. However, almost instantaneously, Justin posted a picture of a dog drinking water on his Twitter.
Right? Yeah, wow.
I don't get that either. Basically, he's calling her a thirsty dog, which makes absolutely no sense to me. It's getting a little bit nasty for my liking. However, he removed that picture quick smart because he got a little bit of backlash. Justin, what is going on with you?
Just
I'm disappointed.
Spoilt brat kind of stuff.
He is being a spoilt brat, not happy at all.
Can I just say that is a very complicated link. Like, Selena Gomez appears on Letterman. He puts up that photo on Twitter. You know, it takes a bit to link that together. Like,
yeah, but I would assume that he's calling her a bad name.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yes. The B word.
Yes, the B word.
Bieber word.
Yes, which I don't like. Speaking of spoilt brats, Riri is doing the rounds right now.
That's Rihanna, for those of you who aren't quite sure who Riri is.
Yes, she is on a world tour right now, and she's in Toronto last night performing. An hour late, she showed up, hair extensions falling out all over the place, dressed like she'd just gone out of bed.
Got out of a car and...
didn't look very nice at all, unfortunately, and didn't do such a great show, which is disappointing. I thought she'd put on a great show. But apparently not. She's taken some Britney Spears pills. She needs to turn it up a bit. Australia's Got Talent yesterday announced two judges, Mel B and Dawn French, and today they've announced that Tim O'Matic will be their third judge.
Going to be an interesting panel. A lot of overseas people coming into our lovely country to judge our talent.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Are we not up to the job?
No, I think it's good. It adds some pressure. And Tim O'Matic, of course, has been through the reality TV engine before, so I think he'll be able to add some really nice tips for the people that are doing it this year. And also Lil Wayne, he's been in and out of hospital for the last little while. He was in intensive care up until yesterday. He has been released and he's doing much better now, which is great news. Poor old Lil Wayne. He's just been in a rough spot lately. And, of course, my kitchen rules, it has been confirmed, Ange and Melina are up against Jake and Ella tonight in the sudden death cook-off. I tell you what, I hope Ange and Melina are gone. I'm tired of them.
Yes, and tonight is the auction, the block
auction. For the final, yeah.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be awesome.
It's 16 to 9 at CFM, your day by the stars in minutes.
Just a little bit of AFL news too, Lee. Matthew Lloyd coming to play for La Trobe.
Yeah, on the Good Friday match.
Yeah,
that's
up against
awesome.
East Devonport. It's going to be fantastic to have an AFL superstar playing for La Trobe. Should be a great game.